You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, angels. Welcome back to my channel. Today's video is going to be a little chit-chat video. I want to talk to you guys. As you guys see from the title of this video, this is about the power of being high maintenance. Being high maintenance, period, stereotypically gets a bad rep. We're going to uncover all of that, but you guys know the drill by now. If you've been keeping up with my daily uploads, you would know to follow me on Instagram. That will be right here, of course. And also, do not forget to subscribe to this channel. If you have not already, turn on your post notifications so that you're notified every single time that I post, because I am posting every day for the rest of the month. Also, if you have a question that you would like to speak with me privately about or vent to me, anything of that nature, in my description box, I have all my Instant Go information, which is now available on both iPhones and Androids. Without further ado, let's get right into this video. Okay, so we are going to talk today about the power of being high maintenance. Now, this topic I discovered on one of my favorite authors' websites, Far From Basic, by G.L. Lambert. He is absolutely incredible and I love all of his content. And I found an article on this. I wrote this video treatment a while ago, so I don't remember what the name of the article specifically was, but he has an incredible website with incredible resources, and I will definitely provide the link to his website in my description box below. So basically, I just wanted to go over some of the key points that I saw in his article, inform you ladies, as well as give my own insight as to what I think about the power of being high maintenance. So rule of thumb, of course, is to only date providers. I mean, I've said this since the beginning of time on my channel. You should not ever enter into a relationship without knowing that a man can provide for you. And one of my favorite quotes in life in general is, the answer is never no. You're just asking the wrong person. So in regards to relationships, what one person won't do, another one will, of that and more abundantly. So keep that in mind. One of the things that I love that G.L. Lambert said in his article was that it's important to note that there's a difference between a hardworking man that's on the come up versus like a bum that's looking for a come up. And he said, do not confuse the hardworking man saving for their business with the one that just has the business idea. Wow, that really resonated with me. A lot of the times we find ourselves in these situations, ladies, right? Where, oh, I'm just gonna stay with him, you know, and build with him because I know that he has all these inspirations. I remember one of my ex-boyfriends when I was dating when I was 21, he had all these ideas and never executed any of them. I mean, it was beyond pathetic. To me, I guess because I've always been fairly wise for my age, I saw straight through whatever he was trying to pull over my eyes. And I remember thinking to myself when he was explaining to me, you know, this business idea that he had, that he wasn't going to actually execute any of this. He was just doing this or saying this to me because it sounded great. But he couldn't even sustain a job. You know, he was very heady, hot-headed. It was a disaster. At the end of the day, there's a general rule. There are doers and there are people that are talkers. And in general, men should be doers more than talkers in general. So you have a guy that's literally just a talker, yikes. You have a problem and it's not in Houston. Be smart, pay attention. Know the difference between one that has an idea and one that's actually building and taking action towards his business endeavors. Being high maintenance gets such a bad rep, but I feel personally that whomever created that sort of stereotype of being high maintenance as a negative thing was clearly someone that was subpar. Because if you're not in any way threatened by what I'm expecting, or maybe even what I come with, or what I even have to offer, then why does it matter if I'm high maintenance? Wouldn't you want to be with someone that has standards? I would think so. There are men that are willing to spend money on you, to court you, all of these things without you having to be intimate with them. This is very important because a lot of girls message me from all different walks of life saying, oh my gosh, this guy wants to sleep with me and I feel like he did take me to this nice place. You know, we've been dating for a month, so I just feel like he's been consistent for that month. So I feel like I should at least, you know, have sex with him, whatever the case is. No, you don't have to. I would stretch that thing for as long as possible. Because it's easy for someone, especially a man who's very determined, to be consistent when he really, really wants something. And the second you give it up, because a month is very soon, everything is different. And the first thing they tell you is, nothing will change. Everything will be the same. It won't be different. No, actually, it will be the exact opposite of what you just tried to pull over my eyes. Hello. At the end of the day, we all want a good-looking man who can buy us nice things. That is natural for a woman. So what's important that I love, oh my gosh, this article was just so incredible. He said, ladies, you need to stop underselling yourself so that you don't come across as a gold digger. Because that's like everyone's biggest fear and guys love to throw that word around. Oh, she's a gold digger, she's this, she's that. Baby, if you had it, you wouldn't feel like that. If you had it, honey. Like, what do you expect to do, you know, when you're dating someone? Because you don't want to come across as high maintenance and you don't want to seem like a gold digger. So you're going to just, you know, Netflix and chill and waste your gas going to his house, delivering him yourself on a silver platter. Are you well? I have to check in. I need to ask. Quality queen, control. Are you well? You don't even realize half the stuff that we do. Ubering to this guy's house. He lives 30 minutes away from you. Never once even bothered to pay for your Uber. And here you go. I'll be right there. Skirt. No. I know that for me, I require someone that's going to be a gentleman. I've experienced dating guys that were very chivalrous. And having those experiences, you just can't go back. Where they effortlessly and naturally do things for you because that's the way it's supposed to go. What you're essentially doing because you're settling, you know, if you still are doing the Netflix and chill thing, I cannot say it enough, baby, you need to stop. Today. All right. Looking for a sign. This was your sign. Stop selling for that. Okay. You're paying him with your time to give you a low budget time. And why would he have any incentive to go above and beyond when he never had to? You can't step in trying to be low budget, low maintenance, so that you can get the guy. And then once you get the guy, then you want to be yourself. Oh, well, I want this. I want that. He's going to obviously think, why do I need to give you that? I never had to do that before. So why would I start doing that now? All right now. We as women need security. Financially, emotionally, we need that. Men need their egos stroked. They need to feel respected and like the hero. So let's be clear when I say this. Wanting to be courted and, you know, expecting guys to pay for dates that ask you out does not mean that you are not independent. This is just a natural thing, you know? Like, the egg doesn't chase the sperm. It's a natural thing. Be careful of trying to come across as not needing this, not needing that, because then that's an easy way to get taken advantage of. It's like, wow, that was easy. Well, since she wants to be Miss Independent, he's going to do one or two things. He's going to not speak to you again, or he's going to play along if he's extra dusty and say, wow, okay, I don't even have to pay for her to do these dates. I mean, she is the one that even wants to pay for the date that we went on. And alpha males, you know, the ones that we want to attract, ideally, are not going to be attracted to someone that has that sort of masculine energy of, I don't need a man to do this and that. Yes, ladies, I understand. No, we do not need men. But you can still be feminine and feel that way. And at the end of the day, you can't lead that with that mentality and expect to really go far. It pushes men away, especially alpha males. What you will attract, in essence, are actually beta males that you boss around all the time, and you pay all the bills in the house, and, you know, become the man of the house. And before you get carried away, understand, if that's the lifestyle you choose, I'm not upset. Just don't be upset at my lifestyle choices. I don't get it. No, but the thing is, like, I don't get it. I know this is a very controversial topic of whether or not we as women should call men out on certain things that they do. And from a male perspective, I've heard this on multiple occasions. They say that they actually like when women call them out on their stuff because they feel like, wow, she's not taking any nonsense. The way I view it is kind of like this. If a guy basically approaches you and says, hey, like, we should totally go out sometime for, you know, get drinks really quickly or coffee, you can say, oh, thanks for offering. I do prefer to go to dinner, something a little bit more formal when getting to know somebody. For instance, here's a real life situation. I was talking to this guy before, and he basically asked me out on a date, and he told me, I will get back to you on the time, but let's shoot for 7:30, and I will update you throughout the day if I can make it or not. So you know what I did? I said, okay, typically I wouldn't do something like that because I'm thinking to myself, I like dates, of course. We like dates that are set in stone, because otherwise, to me, what I feel like you're doing is you're basically telling me, stay ready just in case I end up being able to come or not. Like, you can't be well. So whatever. The whole day goes by and it's 6 o'clock and he messages me saying, hey, sorry, you know, work was crazy, whatever the case is. And all I'm thinking is, so you couldn't tell me at 5, you couldn't tell me at 4, it's looking like things are not, going to end anytime soon. Can we reschedule? Instead, you text me at 6 for a date that's supposed to happen at 7:30, telling me it looks like things are hectic. Rough day at work. Honey, you knew that. It's not your first day on the job. You're part owner of the place. You know how this runs. So please, save it. So you know what I said? Oh, well, since I haven't heard from you around 5:30, I just figured that it wasn't happening at all. And if you want to schedule a date with me, we can reschedule for next week. Didn't even give him a date or anything like that, because to me, I don't even feel like talking to you at this point, because this doesn't make sense to me. And I'm not going to set the tone of I'm waiting on you right now. No. You wanted me, right? Okay, cool. He's going to say, oh, well, is this time too late? Because I am already in this area. I guess I'll just turn around and go, you know, back to the city. And I'm thinking, safe travels on your way there. Like, what do you, no, I'm not, no. So me setting that standard and kind of calling him out on the fact that he didn't text me till 6 o'clock, okay? And the last time we spoke at that time was around 11:12 p.m. And you're going to message someone that you live, you know, kind of a distance away from an hour and a half before. Do you not understand how women work? We have to do our hair and do our makeup, all of those things. What did you expect? That I literally come like ready to you like a robot? Please stop. So according to GL Lambert, he says that being picky doesn't make you a nag. It makes you smart. Of course, the delivery matters as well. But I actually do agree with that, especially when you're trying to set the tone. Because I always tell you guys, as long as you let them do whatever they want, they're going to continue doing whatever they want. And then by the time you try to change things because you're just sick and tired, they're not going to do it because they never had to do it before. By that time comes, it's like, I might as well get a whole new girl now, because what am I going to, you know, do new things for the old girl that I'm already with when she already accepted my low effort behavior? I think that's fair to think. So understand this. Being high maintenance, calling someone out, setting the tone for something, delivery is everything. Delivery is everything. Remember what I just said? We'll highlight one or two things. Their lack to meet your standards or their ability to meet your standards. That's it. So you need to ask yourself, who benefits from being a doormat to men? And I've seen this time and time again. Do not build with any guy because he will leave you. He will build with you and then take what he built and move on to the next chick and provide her with the entire life that you spent building with him. Acrimony style. Being low maintenance doesn't get the guy. I don't care how much you think you're winning by yesing him to death and accepting his behavior. I know how he is. I love him. He does love me. There's a difference. There's levels to love, especially with men, master compartmentalizers. Men rarely choose the girl that is easy and convenient, because you know what they're going to do? They're going to use until the next option comes along. That's what they're going to do. For instance, one time I knew this guy, he was dating this girl for a while, off and on, but they weren't ever official. And aside from the fact that she's, you know, convenient and very low maintenance, he would still go out and look for other girls to date. But this girl that was involved with him, she genuinely loves him. And at the end of the day, it does feel good to be loved. It really does. But as a man, they're not going to stick around with you because of the love you have for them. They're going to appreciate that, if they even do, from a distance, and go give the love that you crave right on to the next chick. And here's what I love. He said, men will bend backwards for women that are brave enough to simply ask for more. We have so many excuses in our mouth. I don't want to ask him, but he wants to have sex with you. But like, I don't know if he, but he already had sex with you. But I just feel you're giving something. He wants something if you didn't give it already, but you can't ask for anything. It's too much. So then what do you think your value is if you asking for anything else is too much? Oh, think about that. And like Gia Lambert said, when you act like you don't need anything but his love, he will exploit that and not appreciate it, but rather take advantage and do the bare minimum. Wow, that is profound. Don't be that girl that's just, oh, love is enough. Honey, love does not pay the bills. People get divorced and they still love each other, but they have financial issues, amongst other things probably, but finances matter. Many people get divorced over financial issues and their love cannot stretch to pay that rent, to buy that child diapers. Who can you pay with love? So I say all that to say this. 25 and older, my age, your aim is and should be different. Write a list of your 5 non-negotiables and make them real tangible things. What are your non-negotiables for a husband? What are your non-negotiables for a boyfriend? You know, he must have a car, must make time for you, obviously. Whatever is on your list, just stick to it and do not compromise. Like I discussed in previous videos earlier in this week, do not start out in a relationship compromising. All these key points that I'm mentioning in this video, ladies, really do matter. It's going to pay off to be high maintenance. If you are high maintenance, you are high maintenance. I'm high maintenance. Ah, sue me. Like, men will raise to the standard if they want you. And I'm actually starting to believe this quote that says, men do not have commitment issues. They just don't want to commit to you. Now, of course, there are, you know, exceptions to the rule because everything is circumstantial. But at the end of the day, I actually do believe that. It's just about finding who will actually commit to you. Know this as a take home. There is absolutely nothing wrong with being high maintenance. Guys are going to either come up to the standards that you have, or it's going to highlight their lack of being able to do that. You don't have to feel guilty by giving your body to someone because they took you on a couple dates and they're doing what they are supposed to do. Don't confuse the man that is working and saving for his business and taking action towards his business with the man that just has the business idea and posts about it on Instagram all day. So let me tell you something. Wealth is quiet, poor is loud. You can always tell a lot about someone by what they choose to share with the world. Oh, yeah. And of course, we all like nice things and, you know, we like to follow people that have luxury pages and things of that nature. But you can kind of tell the difference between those who have that as a brand versus just the other types of girls and guys that are posting that, because you kind of know that they don't really have it like that. So they just got to show that they got something. You know what I mean? Know the difference and remain a quality queen. So that is the end of this video. Thank you for hanging out with me today. I want to do a live. I will definitely keep you guys updated on when I do it. I don't know if it's going to be on YouTube or Instagram, or maybe even both, to accommodate all my audiences on all my platforms. So stay tuned for that. And do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I will see you, angels, in the next video.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.